That Isaiah reading is one I think makes us always think of one of our favorite songs, which we'll get to. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" And then I said, "Here I am. Send me." We hear in Luke, they had brought their boats to the shore. They left everything. And they followed him. Scripture is full of stories of people following. Abraham followed when God asked him to offer his son Isaac up. Imagine that long trek up that mountain. Moses followed when God called him to leave the slaves out of Egypt, even though he was full of self-doubt. Jonah followed God when he called him to preach repentance to Nineveh, even with his stubborn tantrums. And Esther followed and risked her life to save her people, even though she was just dealt a horrible hand at life. Mary and Joseph followed and bore the Son of God, even with all the risks that they had to take to do that. And the disciples followed when they were asked to cast the nets in, even though they had been fishing all night long and had yet to catch anything. Scripture is absolutely full of stories of people following. Some have hesitation, some have fear, some have excuses, some just felt at awe. And we learned over and over again, it's not worth running, people. It's not worth it when God has a plan for you. And it doesn't matter how unworthy you feel, God sees you as worthy. And it doesn't even matter if you've lost all faith and all hope in what it is that God has called you to do. You're going to end up with more fish than your boat can carry. No matter the battle you have to fight, a whole Egyptian army, a giant, a lion, or even a Pharisee, God provides. God provides a ram for Isaac so he can live. A friend like Aaron to stand by Moses' side. A staff to part a sea. And I mean, even for Jonah, who is questionable, he provides a vine for shade. And even a worm to take away the shade because of his propensity for hubris. It seems to me, in looking at all these stories, that when God calls us, it actually tends to be drastic in Scripture. Go sacrifice your son. Here's a burning bush speaking to you, right? Being swallowed by a whale. Or the angels coming from the heavens and declaring, "You will bear a son." But the way God provides for us seems to come a little more indirect. A ram, a staff, a friend, a vine, a stable, a manger. Whatever journey you are currently on with God, my prayer is that you begin to open up your heart and your mind to the ways in which God is providing. Think in your own life, God providing. There's a story of a young pastor who decides that he's going to change his oil. First time. Buys the quarts of oil, the wrench, the filter, a bucket, the ramps, drives his ramps up, slides underneath the car, looks up, and all he sees is this mass of wires and hoses and a bunch of metal stuff that he had no clue what it was. So, murmuring to himself, he says, I am never going to be able to do this. You can't even find, where's the plug for the oil? This filter wrench doesn't look like it fits anywhere. And he's thinking, oh, my congregation's going to make fun of me for this one. And then he heard this tiny little voice. I won't laugh at you, Pastor. Let me show you something. And he looks around, and it's Melissa, his neighbor, who's 5 years old. And she goes, my dad lets me help him change oil in his car. And she wiggles in next to him, and she points out where the filter wrench goes and where the plug is. And then, being a little more mature than what she should be, she goes, now do it yourself. See, God provides for us even when we're not asking for it. When we're just in our normal setting, doing our normal things. The disciples didn't actually ask Jesus for all of those fish. They were done for the day. They were just out washing the nets at the end of the day. And then Jesus shows up. I feel like many of us put so many expectations on what it means for us to have faith. I actually hear it all the time from people when they're afraid of where they're called or how they're going to follow. You know, I've heard, I don't know scripture well enough, or I don't know how to pray, or I don't pray enough, Pastor, or I don't feel like I could be in a leadership role. Or I don't know that I actually have the gifts to be a Stephen minister. I don't know that I have enough time. How many of those have you said? People of God, I'm here to declare something. The church, which is you, not this building, you, the people of God, who have been given faith by God, which is a gift. Right? This is not something that you make time for. This is not something that you put on your schedule. And then it's not something that you have to have the knowledge or the skills to do. Our faith is a way of life. Living out our callings is a way of life. It's lived out in family and friends and work and exercising. And believe it or not, even God can show up while you're sleeping. God loves you through your self-doubt and your hesitation and your excuses and your life circumstances and your sinful nature. We have a God who provides for every need. God created you. God redeems you. God loves you. That's why we can proclaim loudly, "Here I am. Send me." You know, when I worked at Peace Lutheran in Sparta, I came here to Emmanuel once. I actually don't remember what for. I only remember one thing. Pastor Todd was here. He was giving me a tour of this beautiful sanctuary of yours. I made a comment about this baptismal font and how you can't avoid it. I said, I like that. And it's big. Like, the church I was at had one you couldn't avoid, but it was, like, teeny tiny. And he goes, yeah, and he made a comment about how people come in and out of worship, and they dip their finger in, and they make the sign of the cross on their forehead. And then, those of you who maybe remember Pastor Todd, if not, he's a character. He goes, but this is what I like to do. And he just rolled up his sleeve, and he dunk his arm as deep in that well as he could, and he pulled it back out. And you know, after I was called here as a pastor, I actually think about that moment almost every time I buy that font. And I actually think God was providing for me before I even knew I needed to be provided for. Because we are absolutely immersed fully in these waters together that are shocking and lovely, that are deadly and life-giving. So let's be people of faith who don't actually just put our fingertip in. Let's be a people of faith who fully immerse ourselves despite whatever excuses or whatever is holding us back, and trust that God provides. Amen.